Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Red Circle. Also, the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Make sure you hit like, subscribe, and turn the notifications on. Also, check out the new Off the Floor. You can find that on Discord. That's where not only can you interact with us, you can interact with other fans. That makes it different from our old Off the Floor. $2.99 per month. That's it. You can find the link right at the top, the new fresh link right at the top of the Five Reasons Twitter page, and also on the description to this podcast. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. That includes Better Edge. Go to betteredge.com. Use the code 5RSN. That's the number 5RSN. Get $20 to play. Play on our NFL competitions. They're just 10 bucks, so you can play in two competitions with the free money that we're giving you. Also, you can play in our NBA competitions. They're $3 a night. We don't have a ton of entries in there, so even I won last week. Check it out, betteredge.com. Use the code 5RSN. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard. Couple scars. Wearing bubble frogs. Just like Butler said. You in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing. Got an all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. And pat me trust. It's power. Have the guts. We're here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. We're actually recording this after the Miami Heat beat the Atlanta Hawks. Want to give you an extra episode to put up before the Christmas Day game against the Philadelphia 76ers. The Heat will go into that game at 17-12. Not bad, all things considered. Some bad losses in there, lots of injuries. And yet five games over 500 and in position to get into the top four in the East. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me, Ethan J. Skolnick, on Five Reasons Sports. I got Alex Toledo. You can follow me at Tropical Blanket. And Brady Hawk, you can follow at BradyHawk305. And we're doing this after the Heat beat the Hawks because it's fresh. And everybody's excited on Twitter and everywhere else because something old is new again. Duncan Robinson and Tyler Herro have been playing together now for 4 years. We've seen lots of other guards come in. Josh Richardson came back. He played with Duncan Robinson one season when Duncan was filling in for Dwayne in a couple of games. That's how long ago that is. Kyle Lowry's been here for 3 seasons. We've had Gabe Vincent come and go. Max Strus come and go, right? And here we were tonight, or as you're listening to this, maybe tomorrow, yesterday, or 2 days from now, 2 days ago. And Duncan Robinson and Tyler Herro played brilliantly together and tore apart the Hawks. Duncan Robinson hardly played in the first half, had 3 points, ended up with 27, set all kinds of records in doing it. And Tyler Herro had 30, which is his third straight, ridiculously strong and efficient game since he came back from injury. And Tyler Herro talked about it after the game. He said, we're not dunks on the other end anymore, that they're playing better defensively so they can play more together. What we're going to try to evaluate here is this, okay? Everybody's going to get carried away because they love seeing great shooters play together, particularly a team that's been offensively challenged over the past couple of years. But there's a reason that Herro and Robinson haven't been playing that much together since their first year coming out of summer league. And Brady, I'll go to you first on it because Herro talked about that tonight. The numbers haven't been great when the two of them have played together over the years. And yet it looks like they're in better position to make this work if Eric Spoelstra decides to go with a bigger dose of this. So I'll ask you this. Can they play more together now than they did before? And would you even consider starting them together at some point?
Yes to the first question, and I would say no to the second question. I think they definitely need to up their minutes distribution for the two of them, just because, I mean, look, this is an extreme circumstance as well, because both of them were absolutely brilliant in this Hawks game, where they both were shooting at an incredible level that it didn't even matter if they were absolutely awful on defense. Like, the fact of the gravity that they had, I think they had 11 combined threes in this game. Like, you have to play those guys together when they're able to impact each other in that way. Now, starting, I think you're putting yourself in a little bit of a harder position, just because we're seeing them. We always talk about staggering with, like, Jimmy and Bam and these guys, but they're almost staggering Tyler and Duncan, not in the way of Duncan's going to do what Tyler does, but they need Duncan to kind of generate offense. So they cannot have these moments of the game where you don't have Tyler and Duncan, and now you have – it's just harder to generate offense through Caleb, Jay Rich, and Haywood Highsmith. Like, it's a little bit harder to do, so it's a little bit of a trigger. But I'm really a big fan of the minutes together. We were sitting here watching the Atlanta game where we're like, why is Duncan not on the floor? And there's been games in the past, even, I remember, over these past few weeks, where, like, why is Duncan not closing? Like, why is he not out there? Even the I think it was the Minnesota game where it was like, it was one of those games where we were like, why is he not out there? They can play together. They can. I think Spo talked about the fact that they have to make up for certain things defensively. It's always going to be that case, even though they both have improved on that end. But when the offense is clicking, you have to go to it, and you have to make that choice defensively. Because at some point, like, we talk about the fourth quarter numbers over and over, 27th in defense, 28th in offense. At some point, you just got to pick one. Like, you got to stop playing this middle ground. Like, go all the way offense if they have it clicking, and that's the way it was tonight. And I'll say the last thing. The ability to impact each other has been the thing that stood out most. It's not like Tyler's turn, Duncan's turn. Bam, handoff for Tyler, bam, handoff for Duncan. Like, no. These guys are working together. It's Duncan on back cuts. It's Duncan putting the ball on the floor. It's Tyler making a skip pass to Duncan. And there was one specific play I wanted to point out from this Atlanta game where Duncan went on an 11-point run. He scored 11 straight. He had two threes. He had a floater, and then he had a left-handed scoop. The very next play, Tyler has the ball in his hands. Duncan comes and sets a screen for him, slips the screen, and Tyler goes and kind of breaks down his defender and hits a kind of a pull-up type fadeaway three. That's not possible unless Duncan brings that gravity. That's not possible unless Duncan's in the action. Like, when they're opening each other up offensively, you need to play the two together. So especially on a night like this, it just shows that kind of what the blueprint offensively in a perfect world when they're both clicking.
I want to get more into who plays with them, because obviously 22 wasn't out there with them tonight, and that is a factor. And you have Jaquez, who has become a great cutter at this stage of his career, which I think creates opportunities for both of them. Before we get to that, though, Alex, the numbers, let's get to the numbers, because I think the numbers have dictated what Eric Spoelstra has not done with them, right? And as you were looking it up, it really was the first year they tried it. I mean, I remember Summer League, it was Duncan, Nunn, and Tyler on that team, and it worked, but you're playing against Summer League competition, right? And obviously Kendrick Nunn was probably the best player on that. He had sort of the biggest breakout on that Summer League team, but then he did try it in their first year together. He even tried it with Dragic some. It was not good, right? Do you think that's why he's gotten away from it so much?
I think that's part of it for sure. I don't think it's only, you know, it's only about the numbers, but the numbers definitely, I don't think, you know, they help. I think I was looking through it just like kind of since the beginning of the Jimmy era, since Tyler and Duncan have both been a big part of it since that first year. You know, that first year together, they were about a -5 net rating. Every other regular season, when you're just doing Tyler and Duncan's minutes together, it's right around neutral. It's usually -0.something net rating, which tells you like they're not necessarily winning or losing those minutes very much. When you throw Bam into some of those numbers, when it's Tyler, Duncan, and Bam throughout some of these seasons, it goes to like +2, you know, net rating, and that's cool. I think that's kind of something to me that is a big part of it, because I do think that if you're going to play them together with Bam. Not only because Bam is an awesome player who fits with anybody, but we know that the both of them individually have a great dynamic with Bam. Duncan with his two-man game and with Bam, Tyler with his two-man game with Bam. And it was just cool to see them, I think, playing around each other and kind of off of each other, where it's like you have Duncan coming off of the screens and, you know, doing the handoff action, doing everything we know Duncan can do, Tyler playing his game. And I think in a game where you don't have Jimmy, to be able to put up like a really nice offensive rating overall and in the half court. And again, the Hawks are not a good defense at all. They play at a fast pace, all that. It's still impressive to me because the offensive side of the floor has been such a slug and like just so murky throughout the Jimmy era when Jimmy is not on the floor. Last season, it was very murky when Tyler wasn't on the floor. And I do think it's just cool to see them do it without Jimmy, where like they're giving you an entire game where they're generating offense. The offense never feels like it's, you know, stuck in the mud over and over and over. And even though like they didn't necessarily play up to their standards on defense tonight with the turnovers, like they lost the turnover and points out turnover battle, they kind of just stuck to what they're good at on the offensive side. Like they barely took any shots at the rim. They were 3 of 9 at the rim tonight, which is, so not only did you not get there, you didn't really finish well. But the things that they did really well, 20 of 38 in the mid-range, which is 53%, 17 of 39 from three, which is 44%. They won off of jump shots, and we know that this team likes to get up a lot of jump shots. The amount of threes kind of scale up and down on a night-to-night basis, but when it's Tyler leading the way instead of Jimmy, you're probably going to get a few more threes up, especially when Tyler and Duncan are playing together. And I think them figuring out, you know, that dynamic with Tyler and Duncan together, specifically if you're putting them with Bam, I think it kind of unlocks some other stuff for you because it's like another lineup you could potentially go to and not just when Jimmy's out. And I probably wouldn't start them together either, but you could probably find ways to figure out to make it work. I just don't think they're going to go to that. I think the fact that you can play them together and feel okay about it and like, okay, we can consistently generate offense over and over with these lineups and get teams thinking and overreacting, it's ultimately a positive for them if they can figure it out.
Well, I think that's the balance, right? Is you don't have to start them together, but you can't be afraid to play them together. And it even felt tonight like Spoelstra was holding Robinson out because Hero was in and playing well. And it does seem like they can be additive instead of, okay, it has to be one or the other. And I do think the fact that they're more playable defensively helps with that. But also, I do think it has something to do with the other players on the floor. So I want to get into that specifically because 22 is coming back, probably for Christmas. And we know that he plays different. And it's interesting when you mentioned, you know, the minutes with Hero, Robinson, and Bam. Because both Tyler and Duncan have unique chemistry with Bam, whether it's in the actions with Duncan and Bam and the dribble handoff and just their personal relationship. And they take the practice court together every single game, okay, before the game. And then we know the Tyler Bam pick and roll and kind of that connection. It's a little different with Jimmy. And so I want to touch on that here in a second. Before we do, I want to mention one of our great sponsors, Water Cleanup of Florida. You can find it at WCUFL.com. Michael Robert and his team, they'll take care of you. If you got water damage, you got mold damage, they can do the cleanup. Also, they can get you in a preventative program. They're based in Boca Raton, but they service the entire Tri-County area. They even go out to the west coast of Florida. So again, preventative leak detection, damage assessment, they handle all of it. So reach out to them. Water Cleanup of Florida. If you've got the schmutz, they got the guts.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. As you know, we heard from Pat Riley recently. Everybody has an opinion on trades, free agency, who they should keep, who they should give up, who they should get. Well, whatever it is that Riley and the Heat do, you don't want them giving up too much and getting too little, right? Well, the same is true of shaving products. And that's why I use Harry's shaving products. I love the way it handles. I love the way it looks. And I love the quality of the shave. I have a little bit of trouble growing out a good beard, so better to just shave it off and make sure that it looks somewhat professional. These are German-engineered blades made in their own factory, so they stay sharp longer, means you can use them longer. And also, they've got customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other big brands. Also, I would recommend the shaving lotion as well and the body wash. So check it out. You can go to harrys.com/5. That's harrys.com/5. You'll get a $13 trial set for just $3. Again, don't pay too much and get too little. Same is true of shaving as NBA transactions. harrys.com/5 for your $3 trial set.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's get to the Jimmy factor here. I'm assuming Kyle's going to continue to start. It looks like they're trying to manage his minutes a little bit more. I have a follow-up question related to that with the other guy who's been playing at the point guard position, kind of. But let's get to the Jimmy factor first. What do you think of Jimmy, Tyler, Duncan lineups?
I think Jimmy in December should love them. Like, that's kind of where I am with them. Like, it feels like it's the perfect thing that you'd want in terms of, number one, you don't have to have the ball in your hands as much as he did in the past few weeks, which I think is what he wants. Like, I don't think he wants to have this usage as high as it was and have everybody look at him to kind of get them out of the mud when he's entering the game at the scorer's table with 6 minutes left. Like, they don't have to do that. They have other options, I guess, in these lineups. And number two, it opens up Jimmy's, I guess, interior force a little bit easier. Like, I keep saying the word gravity because we've said it for 4 years, but like, I think this is the most, it's hard to say because it's probably the most exact it's been, just because of the fact of not even the three-point shooting. The fact that Duncan has the ability to just put the ball on the ground makes a defender think even more that there's just so many pieces flying all over the place that it feels like Spoelstra should love this. Like, these are things like saying, how do they fit in Jimmy next to two elite shooters playing at a high level? Like, this is like the most ideal situation you could possibly be in. So I think they could definitely do it. I think there's a lot of stuff where I keep using the comparison to Jaime, just because we always do the Jaime to Jimmy comparison, but like, it's similar to that. Like, we saw in this game where there was pockets of the game where you said, okay, Jaime didn't really have the ball in his hands a ton, but then all of a sudden he has a hard drive to the rim and he's getting rim attempts and he's putting putbacks and he's doing all that type of stuff. So like, it's very similar to that, obviously just on a little bit of a smaller scale. But I'm glad you mentioned it before, because I don't think it's Hero, Duncan, two-man game that we're talking about. It's really about the lineups around them, because like, you're not playing Tyler at the two, Duncan at the three, and Kyle at the one. You're not playing, even if I'm still, you know, I know you were teeing up the question, but I'm not really that into the Jay Rich at the one, Tyler at the two, Duncan at three. Tyler and Duncan need to be the backcourt in those lineups, in my opinion. It has to be, if it's Jimmy, Jaime, Bam, if it's Haywood, if it's Caleb, if it's any of those guys, I think they can get away with it. They actually ran a lineup today where we were talking about it with Kevin Love, which is, now you're really talking about a lot of shooting, but now you're really talking about a very small margin for error defensively. So ideally you want Bam to be mirrored with those lineups at all time, but I am just interested in that, and I'm glad you mentioned before, I'll just say, Tyler's answer to the question about the summer league, because it is funny, because we talk about them evolving and like, you know, not really having large sample sizes of them on the floor together, or at least positive ones. They literally started together in summer league, and that's where they both got it, like made a name for themselves. They made a name for themselves in that summer league together, and they played well together. Like, they both had big kind of performances in that area. So that's just a funny perspective, but it really is about the lineups. I think Jimmy's going to defer, and he could probably play a little bit of an easier game. So we'll see what they do. Now, Philly though, that's a different game, because Jimmy's going to want to, I think Jimmy's going to want the ball in his hands a little bit for a Christmas Day game against Philadelphia 76ers.
I think that when we look at where this goes, it does matter. We talk about being positionless in so many ways, but I'm with you. They need to be the backcourt. I don't like them with Kyle, and I don't like them with Josh. I just don't. They need cutters who are going to get into the paint and create that kind of space. We've talked about Duncan and Hakez having this kind of innate chemistry already. It's funny, I talked to Josh a little bit after the game, because he played again. He played with Duncan, but he played with like Duncan, G League Duncan, right? Like it was crazy because I remember Duncan filling in for Dwayne as a rookie, as a starter, and he's like, no, he's added a lot to his game since then, and he's added a lot like in the last 2 months. Like it's not like he's like added a lot from 4 years ago, but Tyler has also. I think Tyler's patience now and the way he's reading things makes it easier for him to understand when to let Duncan go and when not to. And so I do think that Spoelstra's going to have to find a way to get the two of them out there more together, but not as starters. I threw it out there kind of for Heat Twitter tonight, and it probably like the time you listened to this last night or the night before. But I don't know it's sustainable when you're seeing Tyrese Maxey on the other side, right? Or you're going against a backcourt of what? Drew and Derek White, okay? Or something like that. Like, I think as they start to go further, it makes more sense to have this weapon off the bench. I just don't want to see Spoelstra go through too many more first halves playing Duncan just 10 minutes. Like that doesn't make any sense. He is too impactful for them this season. He makes things too easy for others. Find the minutes somewhere else. It's cut back on someone else's minutes. I hate to say it. Jay Rich, okay? Kyle. You know, I think Caleb played pretty well in this game against Atlanta, but there are games you could probably shave a little of his. We talked about Haywood in and out. You know, and obviously Kevin's, you know, not going to play a full complement of minutes in every game. Duncan has to be getting 25-plus minutes on a consistent basis. Tyler, it's hard to even quantify it because he's played so few games, and obviously he's been great when he's played. Duncan has been like their most consistent player this year. Like, you know what you're getting from him pretty much every night. But I want to go to you on that, Alex. As Jimmy comes back, and now, again, we're starting to see the pieces here. Hawkins was saying on the way out, we haven't even seen our team yet, okay? And they're 17-12. They have this kind of, this very confident Duncan Robinson. Tyler's playing at a high level. How do you think Spoelstra manages this now, and who goes, I guess, from the core group here?
Yeah, it's a tough question, and I think what you're talking about is absolutely right and kind of where I land, too. I think you find a way to get Duncan more minutes, and I think just he's been one of your five best players easily this season, five most consistent, five best, five most impactful. However you want to sort it, he's there. Not that, you know, he's been carrying them, but he is such an offensive engine for them when he's out there. Like, things are just always moving. And I think the team's ball movement goes up when he's out there. I think you got to find ways for him to play. And I agree with you, whether it's cutting Josh's minutes, cutting a guy like Haywood's minutes if he's not having a good game. Kyle, for sure, I think can play less. He was playing a whole lot and probably too much when Tyler and Bam were out. So, you know, him not playing too much doesn't bother me. I think Duncan is not a point guard. However, Duncan Robinson and what he does, his impact gets them into way more offense than what Kyle does. Sure. And again, I'm not trying to – you're funny.
I'm not going to argue with you on that.
I know you will. But it's 100% true. I think there's no – it's not even hating on Kyle. It's just like Duncan is an engine for them offensively in ways that Kyle can't dream of at this stage of his career. Like, I just think he gets them moving. You can't play him a one-stint-per-half type of guy anymore. I don't think – you should be staggering him and Tyler like they can't be played together. And I do think, you know, it's a big development for them. And how it works out is a tough question, because I really do think it's just about cutting, you know, specific guys' minutes here and there. It doesn't have to be anything drastic, but play them together. And I think, to me, I would probably just stick to playing them with Bam, because it's probably a lot easier and smoother to figure out. But I don't think you can't play them with Jimmy. Like what Brady was saying, you know, having two guys who can make plays on for themselves now with the improvements that Duncan's made, and get to the rim, create shots for others, and also space the floor at a really, really high level. Like, it's a great thing for Jimmy. And I do think you can figure out ways to make that work. And just to get some of the numbers, tandem, the three of them, Jimmy, Tyler, and Duncan, have only played 15 minutes this season, -49 net. Okay. So 15 minutes is obviously nothing. I'm not going to take away too much for that. That doesn't include tonight. That doesn't include tonight. I don't think it does.
Because Jimmy didn't play. So
just, oh, yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. And then you look at last season, the entirety of last season, Jimmy, Tyler, and Bam. I mean, excuse me. Jimmy, Duncan, and Tyler played 25 minutes together, -21 net rating.
The whole season?
The entire season, last season. 25
Max out there with him. That's why.
That's the thing. Max had taken that role, and you know that's kind of what it was. The season before, when they were the first seed, that tandem played 125 minutes together the whole season. Still not that much. They were about neutral. So it's not like the numbers are screaming, hey, you got to play these guys more together. But I do think like the growth that Tyler has made, the growth that Duncan has made, I do think it's something that you can – that's worth trying out during the season. And although I feel more confident about them playing together with Bam than with Jimmy, you can make it happen. And they have enough around them defensively, in theory at least, because some of these guys – I don't think they've been consistently great defensively as a team. I think they have enough around them to kind of, you know, help cover those holes up. And they've gotten better as defenders. I think this is the season to really, I think, lean into playing them more together.
I'm gonna first thing, that's crazy that they played so few minutes with Jimmy, but I'll just close with this. This is a weird team because I'm gonna go through this. You ready? And we're gonna finish with this. Thanks to our sponsors, Better Edge, and also Water Cleanup of Florida. They have two point guards, right? I guess Josh Richardson's kind of a point guard, sort of a point guard. Wasn't a point guard the last time he was here. He's kind of the backup point guard. Kyle Lowry's kind of a point guard, but not the point guard he used to be. How many guys, because you mentioned it, so I'm going to play off of this. How many guys on this team initiate offense better than their two point guards? Because I'll start. You ready? Okay, ready? Jimmy, right? Bam. Tyler, Duncan, Jaquez. We're at five. Okay. We're going to say Caleb. Are we going to push it to six? He brings the ball up the floor. Okay. Who gets it? Caleb does not get them into more offense than Kyle or Josh. Does he?
I think he capitalizes off. Like, I think there's more of an oddball, like capitalizing off a possession, but initiating. It's a little tough, but I would give it to you if you really wanted to make a case for it. Like I could potentially give it to you.
All right, but the first five we're not arguing, right? Bam, Tyler, Jimmy, Hero, Duncan.
100%.
Who would have said before this season that they're getting into better offense with Duncan Robinson initiating, making the reads, making the passes than Kyle Lowry? Have a good night, everybody.
Me.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.